The Simba Room Effect from RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org.
Hello, I'm Dave, and welcome to a very special edition of the Coriolis Effect, the Simba Room Effect. This episode is an actual play podcast of The Tale of the Lonesome Ogre. Simba Room is a game that none of us have ever played before, and this scenario was both a lot of fun and a learning experience for me, my co-host Matthew, and my brother Tony. As with our Coriolis actual play, we recorded this in Matthew's front room, so please don't expect the highest of production values. We know that some people are not great fans of actual play podcasts, but please be reassured that these will not get in the way of our usual discussion programmes.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Simba Room actual play, The Tale of the Lonesome Ogre.
Go and see if anything's come into the wharf. If not, go to Tymol Mills and see what's happening.
How far in time travelled does it take to get to Tymol Mills?
Tymol Mills is 7 miles.
Yeah, not that long. And what's the terrain like up the side of the river? Is there a path?
Is it
easily passable?
There is a path. It's reasonably easy. It's not the easiest. It's quite rugged, but it's given a fair wind, you should be able to get there and back in a day. Okay. It might be quite tight to do the whole thing in a day. You certainly don't want to be out in between Granite Hole and Tymol Mills at night. Amla sees your sort of concern and says, look, you can, if you have to stay overnight there, stay with Laska, who is a goblin who you've seen come in here sometimes. He runs some of the teams that work the mills. Stay with Laska. He's got a refuge in the Red Mill at Tymol Mills. Red you can stay there.
Do we know? Have we been out there before?
I don't think you wouldn't have done.
Generally, my inclination is to stay at the inn as well.
Yeah, so probably not. No.
Would we know this Laska, was that his name?
Yes, Laska's been in the bar.
What he does in his spare time, that's, you know, very open-minded, whatever turns him on.
He's fine. Not regular, but you've seen him a number of times. Regular, but not frequent, would be his attendance at the inn. And he's obviously an old friend of Amlo and Elgor. He says, well, I would suggest ready yourselves with some loaves of bread and whatever you need to take and be on your way, for the sun won't wait for you.
Okay, I'm going to go outside and try and retrieve my crossbow bolts that I found last night.
So. I nod, I go to this corner here, pick up the goblin, and show him to the door.
Are you doing this with, what's the right way of putting it? Force?
I am doing it persuasively.
I thought you might. Make a roll then. He's not expecting you coming, so no bonus. I actually give you a surprise, so you get +2 on your target.
Yeah.
Okay, you grab him by the scruff of his neck. And yeah, he can resist a little bit, but you're just trying to shove him out the door. And he gets shoved out the door. Make a roll. Make a die roll and tell me what you get.
D20.
19. You shove him so hard, he kind of trips over his feet on the steps and lands face first in the dust.
I'll wait for him to look at me.
He doesn't look at you.
I'll wait.
You can wait as long as you like. You're not giving me another look. Okay, he gets up and he like dusts himself off and looks back.
And I point that way.
Yeah, okay. He says, all right, pot boy, I've got the message. And he stalks off down the road. Tone, you can find your bolts, but they both look like they've been left in a smouldering fire all night.
So they're no longer usable?
Nope.
Okay. How many do I fire?
Two.
Is there someone I can buy more?
There are. Yeah, there's a marketplace. There's a number of effectively shops.
How much money have you got?
Not a lot, I think.
Oh, I've got too many.
Apparently, two of what?
Too many.
£2 million.
Yeah, they are tailors, shillings, and ortegs.
Yeah, so I think you've got 2 shillings.
Okay, well, I'm all right for the moment. I've still got enough. That's what I was about.
So that'll point, be two. Yeah, so write shillings.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
At some point, if I can't retrieve them as we go, I'll need to get some more.
I was reading in the book about the exchange rate of. I can't remember where it is now. But it's not. Doesn't seem to make sense. So an orteg is a meagre meal or in a town, or a meal in a place in a hayloft in the countryside for an orteg. A shilling, a meal and most similar lodgings in a town, so that's slightly worth more. And a thaler is worth more again. So I think it's 10 shillings to the thaler.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was 200 orteg to the thaler, which makes it, 20 orteg to the shilling?
No, that would save, in pounds, shillings and pence, it was 12 shillings to a pound.
Mm.
And
I think that's probably what it
20
is.
20 pennies to a shilling, I think. So it was 240 yeah. pennies to a pound.
Not going to make it quite that complicated. So I think when
not complicated at all. When this crazy new decimal currency that we can't cope with. You wait. After Brexit, we'll go back to pound, shilling and pence. You've got to get used to this 12 shilling.
No, I think it's 12, isn't it? 12 pence to a shilling or something, and 20 shillings to the pound.
That's it, yes. You're
wasn't
right.
The shilling 5 pence?
Yes, it's 20 to a pound.
No, sorry. Yeah, it's 12 pennies to a. So a pence and a penny are two different things. A pence
to reassure our listeners.
A pence is a.
We will be editing this out of the final cut because it's fucking boring me to death, let alone you.
It's fascinating for our foreign visitors.
No, it's not. Right. So the sun has been up about half an hour. You've found your crossbow bolts, but they're useless.
Okay.
Matthew, you've chucked Shiggy into the street.
We've prepared some supplies and stuff in case we need to walk up to the tidal mills. And you ready, Popeye?
Well, first of all, I want to check out this inn here.
Okay, you can go up to the Granite Tree Inn, yep. Granite Tree Tavern.
Right.
Are you going for them to collect the protection money?
No, I'm just checking to see what they're brewing, or whether they're brewing, or whether they're selling our beer.
I think they have their own little brewery in the same way that the Lonesome Ogre does.
Right, so we know a way round a brewery, and without invading, you know, without trespassing.
their door is open, so you can go in.
So I'm going to go, but you know, so I know where they'd store their grain and stuff and the supplies that we're looking for. How full of supplies are they?
The barn where you know they keep all their supplies. The door is shut.
Is it?
Doesn't appear to be chained up or locked from the outside, but you will need to open the door in order to.
I will open it.
Okay.
So is this kind of outside the tavern somewhere?
So this is around the back of the tavern here. Yeah. You open it, and the first thing you see is that it's quite empty. There's a lot of barrels with their tops off, but they don't. You know, it's not full of supplies. The second thing you see is a human who you recognise as. Well, you don't know who he is, but is it, can I help you?
I look huge to the speaking.
You seem to be very well supplied. Are you having any trouble with your deliveries at all?
And why is that any of your business?
Well, we're from the Inn of the Lonesome Ogre. We just thought we could show, you know, if there's any problems, we could show a bit of solidarity between colleagues, and we could help each other out if we have mutual problems.
And what mutual problems do we have?
Well, there's a big festival coming up. Your storehouse is looking pretty empty.
Yeah, well, you know, we're waiting for deliveries, aren't we?
Well, we're all waiting for deliveries, aren't we?
Yeah. And your point is?
Waiting too long.
Well, you know, I... My deliveries will arrive, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, good luck. Good luck with that then. Come on, Popboy, let's go.
And he like shuts the door.
Okay, the Blackbeard Hostel doesn't brew its own.
They take ours, do they?
They take it from somewhere else, yeah. Do they buy yours?
We can have to sell to other pubs as well as our own. Selling our own pub.
Can somebody do a...
persuasive roll.
A cunning roll.
I'm quite cunning.
For Amla.
Okay.
You're rolling for
Amla. Okay. What's his...
His cunning is 14.
Three.
Yeah, they do seem to take a fair amount of lonesome ogre ale.
Yeah.
They also buy some from the Granite Tree Tavern as well, but the majority of their ale probably comes from Lonesome Ogre. Some of it imported as well from outside the town.
So, we went to the other inn, and are they selling our beer?
Here, yes, they are. Not exclusively, but...
mostly.
Right.
What about the hovel? Or do we not care about that?
Well, not a hovel. I've just sent the cobbler over there. So, I'm not going over there.
Okay, then. Yeah, what are you doing, slowly. Chaps?
We're going up there. That's, that's so, where I'm heading. I hope you get the impression that I just wander off in a direction without necessarily telling you what my intentions are and you have to work them out.
Yes,
I mean, you did quite well at that point. Place. You said exactly what I was expecting you to say. Or I was hoping you'd say, I mean.
So do we know anyone up at the wharf? We have presumably all our deliveries come through there. Mm-hmm. So is there kind of, do we have like a trusted contact there we can have a chat with?
Yeah, there's a guy there called Carlorn. You know, he's a wharf man there. He's one of the men who runs the place. He's an Ambrian human.
Ambrian, you know, on good terms with him. You know, us individually rather than...
Make a...
I shouldn't have asked. I should have just assumed and carried on it on that basis.
I would have assumed myself.
Make a persuade roll. Both of you.
Any bonuses or...
No bonuses. Straight up.
Six. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I get on quite well with him.
Yeah, you both know him.
What was his name, sorry?
Carlorn. And he's there. He's got quite an empty wharf, actually.
As we approach, we're noticing it seems less busy than when we've been before. I've obviously come here to collect barrels. That must be one of my jobs.
Yes, absolutely. So it's not so busy, and he's they're not twiddling their thumbs. I mean, some of his men are obviously waiting up at the gate for the barrels to start literally rolling in. But, he's at the wharf and is like, some of the deliveries are a little bit late, but nothing we haven't seen before. You know, sometimes the barrels get a bit jammed up upstream. And then,
so you haven't heard any news for upstream then that would explain why they would be late? Just we're getting a bit, you know, the festival's coming up, we've obviously need time to brew up the batches that we need for that. So we need the supplies pretty immediately.
Yeah. No. Well, they're not here. If they're not here, I can't order them and pass them on.
Yeah. Any news from upstream suggesting why they might be late?
No, nothing at all. So this isn't out of the ordinary. Yeah, these kind of things happen fairly often. You know, give it a couple of days. If we don't get the deliveries we're expecting, then. You know, well, we've never had to go and check it out. I mean, sometimes the barrels get jammed up, but eventually there's enough weight behind them and they get over the rock that they're stuck on, and then we just get loads of barrels all arrive and have a really busy day. So, yeah, it'll arrive eventually. I'm going to have another cup of tea.
So we get any sense that he's lying or anything?
For the benefit,
boy is giving.
He's just staring at the referee.
Are you trying to achieve something by that look?
My look is actually one of surprise that when he says they never go up. You know, when there's a jam, they just expect the weight of a barrel to sort it out. I'm looking at him with some sense of surprise, but not saying anything. Just. Okay. Just waiting until he fills the silence with something.
Make a D20 roll, please.
And that's 15, which is my persuasive score.
Okay, you're not trying to persuade him of anything.
No, I'm just...
He notes your look of... skepticism.
Mm.
And he's like, what? Well, do you want to go running up the river every 5 minutes, Potboy? Be my guest.
Okay, thanks.
I got more, you know... I'm busy enough as it is without running backwards and forwards for the...
It doesn't look like it, actually, but there we
go. What happens at the gate here, then?
So, during the day, the gate is open. There is a watchman. So, either side of the gate, there's a little gatehouse where the watchman will spend the day, largely. But during the day, the gate will be open routinely. Obviously shut at night.
Okay, we better head off up the river then.
Mm-hmm.
So is the path close enough to the river so you can see basically see the river as we go? So if there was this big jam of barrels, we would be able to see it?
Yeah, the path winds, depending on the terrain, a little bit, but it never goes very far from the river. So if there are a few occasions where you can't see the river, it's few and far between. And you probably actually at some point would have got a view of every point of the river as you go.
Okay, let's head up the river then. Try and be particularly observant as we go.
Okay. Right, it's quite a nice day. There's it's quite a lot of sunshine. There's some cloud around, but it's quite
warm. Try and keep the pace up as we can, bearing in mind the we don't want to be left stranded out when night comes.
Nope, fair enough. Can you both make a vigilant roll, please?
No.
7, yes.
Okay, as you're walking along, I mean, you're going, it's about 7 miles from Granite Hall to the Tymal Mills. After about, a mile or two, you can see in the distance what looked like a pack of wild dogs. Just on
which direction?
On the direction of the Silver Fields.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're quite a way off, a few hundred metres, but you can see... Yeah, they're not known to attack people particularly, but they can be a bit dangerous if they're very hungry.
They are known to to be around. They're not. Yes. This is not like a particular unusual thing that you wouldn't expect to see in the human world.
Nope.
Okay, football, keep an eye on those dogs in case they decide to behave in an uncharacteristic fashion and come and attack us.
It's not unheard of that they'd attack people, but normally they've got to be absolutely starving in order to do that. As you walk along, this is mostly grassland and sort of plain, but you can see a couple of miles off from the road, you can see the forest beginning, and then beyond that, it's just dense forest, Davakar forest. This region of it is called Vyvod. Neither of you have ever been into the forest. It's usually in this sort of area here where the hunters operate and the gatherers operate. They don't tend to go very deeply in. But as you get closer towards Tymal Mills, the forest comes in closer and closer. Yeah.
Can't keep going. Seemingly, we're not seeing any big blockages of barrels in the river.
No, you're not. So after a few hours, maybe 3 hours of walking, probably, it's coming around to midday now. you can see pretty much this is Tymal Mill. So as you're approaching, first off, you can see the Red Mill, which is the biggest of all of them,
Was it Lasco, our contact?
Yes.
Is in charge?
Yep. And you are coming up along this road here.
What's the state of, as we're approaching, it comes into sight? Is it a smoking room? Uncle Owen and Aunt Baru outside as child quarters?
No. And that kind of in of itself is a surprise. You would expect there to be fires.
More child corpses!
No. I'm thinking of the smoking ruin bit.
Right.
You would expect there to be a number of fires lit during the day here, and there's no smoke at all. Yes, it doesn't feel right. So as you're kind of approaching along here, getting closer...
I stop you.
Both make vigilant rolls again, please.
10.
18, no.
Ten is my score.
You succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first thing you see, what looks like a big pool of blood splashed on along here and across here. And if you look closely, you can see what looks like a couple of bodies lying around here.
Yes, Glen Arbrew.
There's this, we're walking up this way.
Yeah.
There's this bridge here. We're, well, quite close now if we can see.
So the bridges all look intact.
Yeah, I think so. Each square is about 30 feet.
And this, yeah, where the these mills are, this is like up, is that like up on a...
Yes.
And this, so is, the... this is a switchback road.
Yep. So this is a cliff that comes from where the falls are, and it's slowly going down and down and down, so until it joins the plain down here. So you can't just walk up it down here. There is, as you say, a path up the hillside there, and it's similar this side as well, but it's steeper for a bit further. This ditch here is man-made with
defensive,
with spikes in the bottom, yeah.
So these are drawbridges?
No, they're normal bridges with a gate on the far side. Yep.
A gate?
The bridges, yeah. So it's not, there isn't like a high fence here or anything. Or.
And the gate is open on those bridges?
The gate is open on those bridges, yes.
Yes, Skippy, you trying to tell me something?
So anytime, yeah, so still listen, anytime there's a really long silence, it's because Matt is trying to telepathically tell Tony something by wiggling his eyebrows and making funny, like, weird, swirly eye movements.
So can we see any movement around? Well, I guess we'll where were the bodies? Come around here and on this side as well?
Yeah, there's one around here and there's one around here that you can see.
And the pool of
hello! Blood. I shout.
Okay.
No answer. Waiting for a reply.
There is no answer.
Right, scouting about here.
Can I make both of you, please, make a vigilant roll?
I think we should go back and get the town militia and bring them back.
I make my vigilant roll.
I don't make mine.
Hang on, against. With plus four to your target.
Right.
Still don't make mine.
Okay.
I make mine considerably.
As you're sort of up to here, you can see there's definitely some movement amongst the huts after you did your ahoy! But you can't tell from where you are what it is.
Okay, well, I guess you should wander in and start having a look at these bodies. Weapon.
Now, hold on. I'm not. There's a pool of blood, you said here, or a smear of blood?
Yeah,
or
quite a lot of blood.
So where there's been a fight here. Blood has been let, but it's soaking into the ground.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereabouts is that? Is that both sides of the ditch? Or?
Sorry, sir?
Whereabouts is that blood?
So there's blood on this bridge here on and sort of in this area here.
On this side.
Body here, yeah. Body over here.
Looking back over here, is there similar blood around this bridge?
No.
I head off down this way.
Okay.
I'll follow. Probably then I don't think we should split up at this stage.
Crossing this bridge here.
Yep.
Now there's no... is there bridges kind of further up, so is there any way to get across the river further up?
So the way to get across... so that runs across the top of this.
Yeah, the water wheel.
Yeah, it goes across the top of the water wheel. Yeah. And goes into, so these are two sort of mirror image buildings of one another, as far as you can tell, and this goes into a door in its upper level on both sides.
Mm-hmm. These are the wharves. Okay, are there coming up onto the wharf on this side? What is there anything?
We'll just have a look at the body as we go past. Is it a human? Is it anyone recognised?
It's a goblin.
It's a goblin. And can we tell the body on this side? Can we see from where we are? Is it too far away to tell?
No, I'll give you that. It looks probably like a goblin as well. You have to go up right close to be sure, but it looks more.
And would it normally be mostly humans that work here, or would goblins be working here as well?
No, a lot of goblins work here. There'll be some humans, but again, mostly goblins.
Is it dead?
It looks pretty dead to me.
It is dead, yes.
Yes. Presumably it died in a violent fashion. Has it got wounds on it?
Make a medicus roll.
Yeah, 17 just.
Yes, it's you think it's had Well, it's had quite a lot of head trauma. You think it's had its neck broken. So there is... Now you're closer, there is a fair amount of damage. So some of the doors to the barns have been torn off the hinges. There's sort of debris strewn around. There are...
So, is there any goods on the wharf waiting to be chucked in the river?
Yes, there are.
Barrels?
There are a number of barrels, yeah.
Are they labelled out for recipients?
Yes.
Are our barrels there?
They are, yes.
Well, should we just shove them in while we're here?
Okay. Can you both please make another vigilant roll, please?
Nope.
At plus yep. four, nope. your target number. Okay. With a splash of you pushing your barrels in.
Oh, by the way, I'm pushing the barrels labelled up for us. I'm not pushing the barrels labelled up for
that Greenwich and Tavern, yeah.
If you'd been a bit friendlier, I would have done.
No, that's fair. It's fair.
Fair enough.
And when you go to push one of those barrels in, I put my hand on your shoulder and say,
"Hang on, top of winging it." Anyway, when you push the barrels in, you hear noises from over here. Your view is blocked, but definitely something heavy moving. Falling over, you can't really tell, but definitely something from those huts.
Right, so this is on an upper level. Where's the lower level door for these mills?
So there's a door in that end there to come in.
Is there anything like a belaying pin or anything I can use as a club or weapon lying around?
Yes, there's quite a lot of stuff lying around. When you go in here, you do see there's another couple of bodies in here.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to go in until I'd got a weapon.
But... Okay. When you look in, you can see a couple of bodies in there. And there's a couple of swords lying on the ground.
Swords?
Swords.
Swords? Don't know how to use a sword.
Can I take a sword?
You can pick up a sword.
Do I need some skill to use it?
Nope, it comes under your accurate skill.
I'll pick up
one of the swords.
Okay.
Feels a bit small in my big hands.
Yeah.
Do they look in reasonable condition?
They look in pretty good condition, yeah. The people in here are human men.
Do I recognise? No, I don't think I've ever been up here, but have.
So that sword will give you 1d10 damage. Nope, sorry, my mistake. It's 1d8 damage because they're single handed swords, not two handed swords.
What's its quality?
It's all right.
No, there's a quality on my unarmed. The quality there is short.
Okay, it doesn't have a specific quality.
Is that more of an attribute than a quality? Because I had quality and short written as well. I just feel like.
Oh, I don't know. I was
short isn't a quality, it's more than.
But yeah, so. Anyway. There's nothing like that. There's a bonus.
Okay.
And these people in here, were they similarly killed by violent means?
They've both been battered by something heavy.
Upstairs.
Okay, so you've got your mill gears and mechanics that are driving the mill wheels, which are on the ground floor there. There is a ladder up to the upper floor.
So I'm just explaining quality here in the rule book. I don't know whether this is the definitive list of weapons, but yeah. There's crow's beak, fencing sword, and a flail.
So basically, yours is a standard single-handed weapon, which has no quality.
Right, gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. And it's worth 5 tala.
So you're rich.
Rich as Croesus!
Just retire.
Okay, upstairs, sorry.
Yeah, so there's a ladder that runs up to the upper floor.
I'm going to get a ladder.
Is this just a game of Matt intimidating Tony? With a long stare. All right, I'll go up it then.
I'm not just intimidating Tony, I'm intimidating you as well.
Maybe just irritating me.
Persuading.
Okay. Right, you can go up there.
Got that. I have a kind of peek up first. A couple of listeners have got, just in case there's any movement up there.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's just a there's an upper level where there are some sacks of grain and things waiting to be milled. Not much else. There's the opening to the
bridge.
The little bridge that runs across above the water wheel itself.
I test the strength of the ladder by putting my weight on it.
Make a strength roll, please, Matt. With a plus 5 on your target.
Fine.
The bottom two rungs break as you put your pressure on them.
Perhaps you should go back round over this bridge.
I nod. I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll cross the bridge there.
Cool.
Just again, carefully have a look into the building on the side.
Yep. Both of you make vigilant rolls, please. Matt, you get minus 5 on your target number.
No, I don't see anything.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll succeed in line.
Okay, Tone, as you're going across here, you can again hear definitely some movement down here.
I can't see anything from...
You can't. Your view is blocked because it's behind here. But there's definitely something moving. And it sounds... Doesn't sound small. It sounds bigger.
Okay, well, I'll go down the ladder on this side. Do these buildings have windows in?
No.
Oh, that's true.
Now, these are effectively just... glorified barns, really.
And so the exits from on the ground floor out of here, then, are we?
There.
Okay, I'm going to come out here, and by the time I get there, where has Potboy got to?
Potboy by then is
out there.
you're probably at that bridge, actually. Okay. I'd say. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to try very carefully, just peek around there.
Okay.
Trying not to make myself noticeable. See if I can see what's going on.
Can you make a discreet roll, please? With a modifier of minus 2.
To minus 2?
Yeah.
I probably can't then, I'd imagine. Yes, I can. 1.
Okay.
How discreet are you?
8.
All right.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure about how the critical success things work in here, but I think that is a critical success. You managed to sneak up to here and... look around the corner, and there are two ogres stood here, sort of trying to sneakily look up this way, but they haven't seen you at all. One of them is handing... One of them is... they're both dressed in armour, which is... It looks old and battered, a bit bloodstained. One of them is carrying a huge two-handed maul. So he's holding it in one hand, resting it on the ground. The other has got a shield on one arm, and he's got a sword again, which he's sort of holding by the pommel, but he's there sort of looking up. But they haven't seen you.
Okay, so these, the wolves, is there any kind of cover there so that I could sneak down to try and intercept Potboy before he gets there and tell him what I've seen?
Potboy is now going over this bridge. There are a few barrels, but there isn't a huge amount of cover now. You could try and use the barrels. The wharf is basically a wooden platform, so it's not raised or anything. It's just like a dock, really.
Okay, well, I assume they're still trying to look up there. I'm going to try and sneak.
Okay. Make another discreet roll, please.
Any modifying?
Against their minus 2, yeah.
1.
Oh, again.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
As fuck today.
So you managed to dodge and sneak your way to here, and where you find a really good spot behind a couple of barrels that are lined up there, where you can sort of crouch down, face and see Potboy, but they can't see you. Mm. By this point, Potboy has now reached this bridge.
I'm going to try and wave to Potboy and catch attention.
You'll be wanting me to make a vigilant roll, won't
you? Yep, but I think I'll give you plus 5 to that because you are looking up.
There.
Even the plus 5, okay. Right.
Hold on, though. I can see from this bridge, from where you said the ogres were, I can see the ogres.
Yes. And they might be able to see you.
They can see me, but we're ogres. So I wave to the ogres. You think I might be waving to you, but I wave the ogres. Hello!
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. That's fine. They had sort of seen you at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I assume you're wearing similar to what you wear in the inn.
I'd probably have taken my apron off.
Okay. But otherwise,
it's a leather apron.
Right, okay.
But otherwise in, you know, I guess vaguely civilised clothes for ogres. I don't know what ogres wear in the woods. They just wear twigs or bushes.
How would you know? You don't remember?
No. What are these ones? I'm saying, what are these? What are,
they're wearing
these
armor.
Guys?
So these guys are wearing armour.
Okay, all right.
One of them is carrying a large two-handed maul.
Mm-hmm.
And the other has got a shield and a big heavy sword. Mm-hmm. They see you and they like look a bit confused and they heft up their weapons and start walking in your direction.
Okay, I'm going to try and stay out of sight for the moment.
See
if you can talk your way around
to them. I've got the sword, but I feel, you know, a bit... I hold it kind of not in an aggressive way.
Yeah.
It's now become a bit of a thing, because I'm approaching these guys, you know, as one ogre to another.
You notice that, aside from what they are wearing and carrying, they look very similar to you.
Uh-huh.
Or you look very similar to them.
Yeah.
Similar skin colour, yeah. Similar sort of markings and...
Mum! I say, so, what happens here? I shout forward to them.
So where are you stopping or are you keeping walking?
I'm kind of walking towards them.
Okay. And they're walking towards you. And they say, what band are you from?
In my innocence, you notice I'm a lot more loquacious.
I say,
Granite Hold!
You're from no band then.
I'm not quite sure what I mean, but I'm just ignoring that. I'm still approaching in a friendly sort of way.
Okay. When you get to about here, where Tony's cowering behind the barrels here,
you're reaching... Staying inside, poised to strike. I'm not cowering. Just let me make that clear.
Okay.
With my crossbow drawn.
You're kind of reaching... You're getting towards the point where you're becoming close to combat range.
Okay.
Just wondering whether you wanted to stop or...
No, in my innocence, I
no. Okay.
Are they in combat stance?
No, but they look wary.
Okay.
You know, they are holding their weapons.
And they're holding weapons up as opposed to down.
They're holding them ready, but not, you know, about to hit you with them, but definitely ready to spring into action if they suddenly feel the need.
So what happened here? I repeat my question. I'm not used to having to do that.
Whose business is it for us to tell you?
My business?
What? They kind of laugh. Why is it your business, Granite Hold Ogre?
Because the grain that is milled here, the grain that is milled here is for Granite Hold. I pay good money for it.
Pay money?
Hmm?
Why would we pay money when we can take what we need?
I'm beginning to understand now, with my cunning of 7, that these guys may have... I look back at the goblin, which is not far away, the dead goblin here.
Yeah,
I'd say, did you kill him?
They kind of look at each other
and they go, did you kill him or did I kill him? I think it was me, says the one on your left as you're facing him, the one with the shield and the sword.
Okay, I look at him and I say, what band are you from?
You look familiar to me. Are you not from my clan? And why do you side with Granite Hold over your ogre brethren?
Granite Hold was built around me.
You're a traitor to the ogres.
Don't think so.
they seem to like get, you know, exasperated by this, and it's like, go home, traitor ogre. And they turn their back on you and start walking back down here.
Now, I get advantage talking with ogres. Or socially.
You get advantage with your if you're persuading them, yeah?
Yeah.
Which gives you +2 on your target.
Right, okay.
Persuade them to give up this life of crime.
So what you want with what's here in Timor Mills?
Timor Mills.
Timor Mills.
Why should we tell a tame human ogre what we're doing?
Because I look to you as though I am of your tribe.
Are you going to make a roll for that, Matt? Against their... What's that going to be against their resolute? So it's -4, I'm afraid. So it's -2 overall, because you get the advantage.
So +2 up to 17.
-4.
-4 down to 13. 12.
They don't look really, you know, overly pleased by this, but they say, look, we've had to move. The forest trolls are on the move through our part of the forest, and we've had to move.
Ah.
Yeah, we've come south.
So you've come to live here because you have been thrown out of your land by the trolls.
We've come to move through here and take what we will.
And having taken, where do you go?
We carry on south.
Down the river?
Down the river, through the fields. The band has already moved on ahead of us.
To Granite Hold?
They follow the mountainside.
Yeah. Ah, south this way, not down the river. So they're going down this way.
That's what he seems to be suggesting, yeah.
And why do you stay behind?
We just haven't finished. We'll catch up with the band.
Finished what?
Here.
Finished doing what here?
Finished taking what we need.
What do you need out of 10 mile mills? Which I think is a question I've asked you before. And you have not answered.
We took supplies. We took no prisoners when we were resisted.
And what do you take now?
We just take what we need, what's left. There's only 2 of us left. The band's moved on. We'll catch up with the band soon enough.
What are you taking now? I have your hand full with sword and shield and club.
We took whatever we could find.
You say you took. So why are you still here? I'm beginning to think that Cunning 7 is pretty damn fucking clever for an ogre.
It's not bad, actually, yeah. We're just searching for valuables and things that we could take with us.
Found anything?
We found some. Tone, could you make a discreet roll, please? At a -2.
You really want him to notice you.
My luck.
He really wants to notice you.
Gonna run out at some point.
Ooh, yeah, he ran out there. Time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll fall in the river, I think.
you've tripped over something, or you've bumped into a barrel.
I sat there.
Come on.
I don't know how darn it's supposed to give
two,
you.
What? I got 2 ones on my previous.
You did. You did.
I'm not moving.
I was talking with them as well.
Yeah, I mean they've been moving around, so they're not completely blind as well. You aren't tiny. So they stop and turn back and say, "We will kill everything here in our search for what we want. Don't get in our way, ogre."
Am I in your way?
By talking to us, you are in our way. And they again head back down towards the huts.
I follow at a discreet distance.
Okay,
and I will try and sneak along, back along the wharf then, to kind of track where they're going.
Right, fine. As they're moving back towards here,
what's this building that I'm passing here?
So that's a winch. So it's a winch up and down the
where the windmills are at the top.
Yeah, so it's for lowering stuff up and down from the windmills to the ground. So this is quite, this is probably 50 or 60 feet high, quite sheer. And there's a, like a big handle to winch the little platform up and down. So as they're walking towards here, you see a what appears to be a goblin burst out of one of the huts and make a run for it, trying to run past the ogres. As he runs towards them, one of the ogres steps towards him and swings his maul.
Can I shout before he gets there? I'll shout anyway.
Make a quickness roll, see if you get in first then.
Quickness, that's what I'm really good at. Oh, actually I am.
Okay, I'll let you get your shout out first.
So I'm trying to be persuasive here.
Yeah.
Don't kill him! He's getting out of your way!
Okay, I'll give you the chance of doing that, but it will be at minus -5.
Minus -5?
Because he wants to kill everything here. okay. He's swinging his weapon. What's he got? So, did one of you want to roll for the goblin? The goblin has got a defense of 8 minus 1, so it's 7 to avoid the swipe.
9.
Okay, so he's been hit. He's been hit for 8 damage. He's not got any armor on. So that's his pain threshold. So that means he's either knocked over or takes another attack. They'll do another attack on him. So roll again, please.
15.
Yeah. As well. Okay, so basically, as he's running past, the guy, the ogre with the maul, swings it around his head, clips the guy once, and then as the guy goes down, he swings it around and brings it down on top of his head, killing him instantly. The two of them kind of laugh and start to rifle the ogre's clothes for anything.
I look back to where you're hiding.
Okay, I'm still kind of working my way up to here. Oh, yep. Over there.
Make a discreet roll then, Tony. Yep.
1.
Okay.
Yes. I'm back to full on
sneaky Tony. Sorry, what's your name?
Rado Maramai.
Sneaky Rado Maramai doesn't quite
trip off the time. Hello. I think of a short name,
right? So Tony, you sneak pretty quickly up to here.
Yeah.
The ogres are there. Matt, you're about there. Mm-hmm. And you're there, Tony. The dead goblin has just been splattered here. And the ogres are busy raiding his pockets and tearing through his clothes to see if there's anything of value.
Those trolls must be pretty scary.
They're busy looting this guy. They don't respond.
To make you want to kill a goblin before robbing him. Generally, goblins do what I say. Just by looking at them.
They're ignoring you. After a few moments, they sort of, they've gone through this goblin's clothes, seem pretty disappointed in what they found, sort of just shove the body to one side, and then step towards some of the huts again.
I'll turn around and look at you.
Okay. I can't make your fucking mind. I don't know where you got the idea that I could.
I take a step closer, following them again at a distance.
Yep. They're ignoring you.
Okay, psst. Try to kill them. Or not, as they're your fellow ogres. Whispering as he goes past.
I'm ignoring him. I'm watching them as they walk around.
Does this winch look still intact and operational?
As far as you can tell, yeah.
And can I see how it's operated? Can you operate... Do you need kind of somebody at the top and or bottom to
it looks like there's a handle at the bottom and a handle at the top, and then there's a little platform that gets winched up and down.
So just like, could you just operate it yourself, get on it?
No.
Kick it off yourself and get up. So I'd have to get up here and see if there's anybody left alive up here. Or do we just want to try and kill these goblins, these ogres, rather? Or would you rather not?
Okay, they've obviously ransacked some of these huts already. So they've sort of left these four. They're now sort of moving through, coming to this hut where that other goblin just came out of, and one of them goes in. You can hear a squeal from inside, and a shout, a goblin voice.
Okay.
has obviously been killed by one of the ogres.
I come up to the entrance to that hut.
So the ogre with the maul is still outside.
Oh, is he?
The other ogre has gone inside, yeah.
All right, okay. I thought they were both inside. So again, I stand there completely looking at them, being their conscience.
What's the range of my crossbow?
That's a good question. I, again, have no idea. You ask all these difficult questions, James.
Well, if we do, fighting these guys, where that, which I think we might, quite soon, I should let, well, be as far as I possibly can when that happens, while still being able to contribute.
I'm not sure, actually, so I don't remember reading anywhere about ranges.
Yeah, don't talk about range.
It doesn't. Well, let's take a decent range for a crossbow, you could probably do...
I mean, an accurate range for a crossbow is probably, I don't know, 50 or 60 metres, probably.
Metres.
This is going to be 150 feet. So that's 15 squares. So from there to 150 there...
150 would be 5. You're 30 feet of squares, is it?
Yeah.
So 150 feet would be...
Yes, 5 squares. You're probably just in range of that ogre, yeah. With just the light in sight between those two huts. Okay, they finish with that hut. And moving on to the next one. As they do so, they're moving out of your range, Tay.
Okay, well, I'll try and sneak around to this next building.
I'll follow them.
Okay, Tone, make a discreet roll, but you can get +5 because they're not focusing on you. There's quite a lot in the way.
Okay, 13, success then.
Yep, okay, that's fine. You've managed to get to there. But you're, with all the huts and stuff, you're struggling to get keep a clear line of sight with your crossbow.
Okay.
I'm not sure what range your brimstone cascade is either.
Doesn't say.
I don't know.
Doesn't say on there.
I'm going to say within 50 feet.
50 feet.
Yeah, okay. I think that's probably fair. Okay, as they approach this hut here, you can hear some scrabbling from one of the other huts here, and a couple of goblins and a human run out of this hut and run down here towards what is effectively a dead end. This water here is churning quite heavily. The river is really fast. It is well known for being very dangerous to swim because it's fast and deep.
And there's mill wheels.
Do I have line of sight on other goblins at the moment?
Yes.
I'm going to shoot him.
Okay, you have line of sight on... Let me borrow a dice. I can borrow a dice. You have a line of sight on the one who's carrying them all.
Okay.
And you get a surprise. You get a surprise attack.
So does that give me any bonus on my... accurate roll.
Yes. So, Tone.
I'm shooting. I'll try I can see.
Yep.
So, you get... I can see.
So, you get +2 for a surprise attack.
Okay.
And it does go against... Well, I'm not... No, I'm not going... It would normally go against his quick. But I think he doesn't know you're about to shoot him, so it's just a straight up. No, I'm going to give you a total of +7.
+7?
+2 for the surprise.
Yep.
+5, because he's... doesn't even know that you're there.
Okay. That's good. That gives me 18 then. So, 7.
Okay, that's a hit.
That's a d10 damage. 5 damage. That's probably just going to irritate
me. Okay. So how much damage did you do? 5?
5.
Okay, the bolt hits him.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be embedded in his armour.
Okay.
He's like... traitor!
You attack these humans and goblins, you ought to expect them to attack you back. So defend themselves.
So we need some initiatives, please.
Are you charging me?
No, not necessarily, but...
I'm quick 9.
5.
5. Pot boy. You get an action, or if you wish to, you can delay your initiative, but then it will be a lower level for the whole game, for the whole fight.
So what's he doing?
Trying to see where the attack came from.
Okay. He's got armour.
So it's up to you whether you want to lower your... So they're on 8. So you can lower your initiative to 7. They would go first. No. Then you would go, then Tony would go.
Well, I'm going to go and be... He's not within range of me.
No, you can close there.
He can close.
You can close to him if you wish.
Or I can close.
And here. So you can one movement action will get you close enough to hit him.
Okay. Can I save my movement action?
No, not really. You can say you can lower your initiative, but
I'm gonna try persuade roll.
Okay. And so do what?
You and your friend can run away now.
Okay. It's gonna be at -5 against his resolute. I'm afraid you're at a total of -9, Matt, on your target.
-9? That's okay.
He doesn't want to run away, and he's just been shot.
6. Okay.
So he's...
But, get out of your armour first. That's it.
Well, with that roll, he goes, "Damn you, traitor." They both run in the direction of you, Tom.
So running past me, not at me.
Where were you? Were you over here?
Yeah, kind of.
Over here?
Wherever they were, I was...
So they were about to check out this hut.
Yeah.
When three went out of that hut and ran down here.
Yeah.
Tony shot him. So you're sort of there, so they're running that way. So they're running past you.
Mm-hmm.
You can swipe one if you want.
No, I will possibly delay my turn. Well, I'm delaying my turn until they're past me. So if they're running past me, then I might hit one of them from behind.
So you get, because they are running past you, you get what's effectively a flank attack. No, it's like a attack of opportunity.
And what would that do mechanically for me?
Give you +2 on your dice to hit, on your target number.
Okay, might as well go for it. Since they're running at Tony, two of them on Tony, I'm gonna be good for him.
Okay.
They're both armoured, aren't they?
They're both wearing armour.
So I've got my sword. I'll try and stab him with my sword. Persuasively.
Okay, you get +5 to hit
mm-hmm.
because of their defence. It's low.
Right, so that is 20.
So you fail on 20.
Right. 19.
Okay, that's a hit. So your damage with the sword and your...
is +8, +6. Is 10 points of damage.
Okay. And which one are you using? The one with the maul or the one with the shield and sword?
I got the impression that the maul guy was in front and therefore
yeah, I think
think the shield and sword guy behind.
So you're hitting the shield and sword guy yeah. and he comes past. Okay. So he hit him for... how much did he...
10 points of damage.
Okay, you give him a pretty mighty hit, but his armour does take a fair chunk of it. Now, I need to work out...
Pain threshold, I think, is resolute divided by 2, isn't it? Round up.
I haven't got a pain threshold.
No, my resolute is 15. My pain threshold is 5, apparently. That's what I've got written down.
My pain threshold is...
let me check.
17. My pain threshold is 7. I think it's half of your
is it strength, toughness. Possibly. It could be.
And your toughness is strength, possibly.
You might be right. 101, 160. Pain threshold is strong divided by 2 round up. So strong divided by 2 round up is that. And you did that, so... okay, no, you didn't quite manage that. You've given him a pretty mighty hit, though. But his armour did take a big dent of it. Tony, it's your action.
So, how far away are they now? How are they... how are they going to reach me?
So you're there. They're here.
I'm here, actually.
You're there. Ah, yes. So you are about 50 feet away.
And what's their speed?
How
far do they, can they go?
They'll do 30 foot around.
So they can't reach me...
no.
In the next round. Now, what is that reloading? My crossbow counts as
a combat action.
A combat action. So can't.
You can't reload.
Reload and fire. I might cast a brimstone cascade then.
Okay. No. A crossbow requires a movement action to be reloaded, so you can reload and fire your crossbow.
But not
or more. You could do brimstone cascade and then move 30 feet away.
Okay, I'm going to do brimstone cascade.
Okay.
first. So that will give me 1 point of corruption, temporary.
1d4.
Okay.
Three.
And how much corruption can you take? Remind me.
So your corruption threshold
is eight.
So you don't want to reach that.
Okay.
Because then it starts converting into permanent corruption. But it will dissipate quite quickly after the end of the scene.
Yeah. Okay, so the Brimstone Cascade is a resolute test against quickness.
Yep.
So you get, my resolute is 15.
And you get plus 2 because of their quick.
Okay, so it's 17 then. 16. Okay, so that does 1d12 damage. 7 damage.
7 damage. Now, does that ignore armour? I'm guessing by the fact I didn't write it down, it probably doesn't say. So it's fire damage. Let me check out fire damage. It doesn't really say. Fire. No, it doesn't say fire damage anymore. It feels to me that it should probably ignore armour, but then it feels to me that's really powerful. I don't know the answer to that question. So I'm going to rule it. How much did you do?
7.
It's 1d12, so it could be as little as 1. And it could be as much as 12. Hold on, here is a thing. So this is strike with fire.
Is that a...
No, this is... I'm reading something about the sunstone, but it definitely says armour protects as usual.
Okay. Let's go with that then. So, yeah, so his armour is definitely smouldering, and you've certainly hit him successfully. But he's not. He's not down, as it were.
Okay, and I can still do a movement.
Yes.
Now, I can move 30 feet, which is basically the same distance that they can go in around.
Yeah.
And they're currently 50 feet away from me.
But what I'm going to do, if you're being chased, I'm going to make you make a quick roll. And a fumble sees you trip over your feet.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to run into this building and up the ladder.
Okay, so you're here.
Yeah.
So that gets you to about here, running around the edge.
Okay, well, I'll just run that way.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, because the entrance is on this side, isn't it?
Yep. So, next round.
Okay, Matthew, I go first.
Yes.
The guy that I hit, has he turned around to face me?
Well, it's your action first, so he's still a bit stunned as to
right.
You hitting him.
I'll say, as I hit him, in granite hold, only cowards wear armour.
So that's against his defence, which is 4. So you get plus 5 to hit.
Plus 5. Anything except a 20. And that is 11.
That's a hit.
So then it's a d8 and a d6. Come on. Give me 13 points of damage. Or 6.
6. Okay, again, his armour takes the majority of the blow, but you have hit him. So for him, you get plus 4 instead of plus 5, because I wasn't counting his shield.
All right.
But still, you still hit, didn't you? So he's angry. He's turning on you, Matthew, and he's swinging his sword at you. So you need to make a defence roll with minus 1 for his accuracy.
So that's 5.
Yep.
18.
So that's a hit.
It was almost 4. Did you see it? It was 4, and then it bounced back and was 18.
So this weapon does 7 damage.
7 points of damage.
Minus your armour.
Minus my... I don't have armour, but I do have...
You're robust.
My robustness. So come on, give me 6. Or 2.
So
if I don't ask for shit. 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage off your toughness, yeah.
Okay, the second one, Tone, is still running towards you. He's going to make a quickness attempt to try and catch up a bit of space, I think. So, could somebody roll for his quickness?
Do you want to roll this as he's chasing
since he's an
Roll it. Actually, you're quick against his quick, I think. That makes sense. So you roll for you. You get plus 2 because of his quickness.
Plus 2?
Yeah.
Okay, so still only gives me 7.
Okay.
Yay!
Okay, so you managed to keep the distance between the two of you at a reasonable range. Tony... So as a free action, you can just channel that Brimstone Cascade, so you can do the same damage all over again.
Without taking any more corruption.
Without taking any more corruption, yeah.
Okay. So that's a free action, doesn't even count.
Doesn't even count. Okay, yeah.
Well, definitely we'll do that then.
Yeah. So basically this is you, you've kind of cast it, and a part of your mind is just keeping it
concentrating
going.
Concentrating it on him.
Yeah. Allowing you to do other stuff. If you take damage, it'll break your concentration.
So how long can I... definitely until I...
I think so. As far as I can tell. Yeah.
So I can keep... I can move as well?
Yes.
Okay, so do I do this... Just do I re-roll the damage or do I just the same damage?
No, just re-roll the damage.
Okay.
11. 11. So his armor's 5, which gives his 6 damage. Okay. He's kind of beginning to cook in his armor now. And he's looking pretty... pretty unwell. I think the other thing that will break it will be losing line of sight.
Okay, so if I go into the building, that will...
I think you need to be able to... you're kind of channeling it on him.
Okay. In that case...
That's the end of the round? Oh, no.
Cool. If that was a free action, can I still do like a move and a combat action?
Yes.
So I can reload my crossbow?
Yes.
And still carry on running?
I think so.
I'll do that.
This is my interpretation of the rules. I might be wrong.
That's what I'm doing.
But, okay. So you can reload... Basically, succeeding in your quickness test means that you keep the distance, but you don't increase it.
Yeah.
Because you are doing other stuff. You're effectively running backwards. But you do get to fire a shot off against his defense.
You moved.
You move. Ah, no. Okay,
I had to reload my crossbow as my combat action, so I don't think I can fire it on this.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Although...
You're absolutely right. So.
Do we say the reloading could be a move action?
But you have moved.
Yes.
So...
But does that mean the reloading crossbow could be a move, as a move or a combat action?
So yeah, absolutely.
So your combat that as my combat action and move. Okay, I'm doing that.
Yeah, so basically your combat action can become a move action. So you can have two move actions or one move
one move
combat.
My combat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Matthew, it is back to you. And this guy who you are now facing is beginning to have a bit of a smile of victory on his face. He thinks he's going to defeat him comfortably.
Oh, I wouldn't stand for that.
I wouldn't stand for that. I give a great
one of his give him one of your hardest stares possible. That'll teach him.
Hard stares are
so you get plus stuff. 4 to your attack because of his defence.
So again, anything except 20.
No. Okay, Matt, because you've fumbled, you get to choose. You either stumble and fall to your knees, or he gets a free attack on you.
Free attack because I roared at him.
Yeah. Okay, so he then gets 2 attacks on you now.
Mm-hmm.
So his accuracy against your defense, so it's your defense minus 1.
So 2 attacks on. First one hits, second one hits.
Okay, so that's. First one is 7 damage.
Okay.
Minus your armor. Or your
3.
So that's 4 in total.
Which brings me up to 8.
Okay, and the next one is... Yep. So you've taken 5 so far.
Brings me up to 9. And then the next one, 7 minus 4, 3.
3, pretty good, 12. Okay.
How's your quick?
My quick is 9.
Okay, this guy, who was here running after you... sees that he's burning, and let's make a. How intelligent is he?
Cunning.
Is he going to jump in the room?
Cunning, yeah. Or? Well, I think he's in quite a lot of trouble actually. So cunning. Could one of you make a cunning roll? His cunning is 8.
Tougher than I am.
So 6. Okay. So he doesn't just drop and roll to try and deal with himself. He runs down here. And he's heading to try and get to some water to put him out.
What armour is he wearing?
He's wearing... What's the armour value? The armour value is...
He can only wear light... Oh no, hold on. He might not be robust.
No, he's not robust. So he's wearing... I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's probably sort of medium armour. So it's not full plate, but it's sort of shoulder...
If he jumps in the river wearing it,
if he jumps in the river, he's likely to sink, yeah. But I think he recognises that if he rolls on the ground where he is trying to fit himself out, you're just going to kill him. So it's your action, Tone.
So is he now out of sight of me?
Yes.
So I can't just do my...
Nope.
Automatic brimstone cascade.
Make a vigilant roll, please. Okay. You don't really know what's going on with Potboy. You can hear the roaring and the fighting, but you don't know.
Because he's on the other side of those huts, you don't know how bad away he is.
Not bad at all. It's only a flesh wound.
Okay, so he's running in between these two buildings. Yep. I'm going to kind of run out this way.
Yep.
So just in case he's kind of riding there to ambush me, so I can get back line of sight of him and shoot him with my crossbow if I can get in position to do so.
Make a quickness roll, because you're not quite far enough, but if you do, then you're able to make a shot. Yeah. No, okay. You don't quite get far enough to be able to get a line of sight on him. It's the next round.
Right.
So, Matthew, you're...
All or nothing.
Let's hope it's not nothing.
Okay. 15,
that's a hit.
That's a hit. So we're looking at this guy here.
Oh, 8 points.
8 damage. So that puts him down to... that. Again, it's a hit, but he's not. He's still better off than you are at the moment. So he's going to... He sees how badly wounded you are. And he says...
Yield, traitor!
That's his action.
That's his action?
Yep.
Okay.
He's poised to hit you, yeah. But...
You've given me a chance.
To yield, yeah.
To lean, yeah.
Tone. You don't know what's going on down here. You can't see him, but it's your action.
Okay, I'm basically going to keep running to kind of here and look down to see what's in that gap there.
Yep, so you look down the gap. The ogre is kind of lying on his front by the water, splashing water on himself.
Okay, I'm going to shoot him across me.
Okay. You get plus... So you get plus 4 in total.
Okay, 15.
Okay, that's a miss.
I'll reload.
Yep, okay.
You've moved and shot, so you're not reloading.
The crossbow bolt thuds into the ground right just by his head. He obviously notices it, and he's beginning to steam a bit. He's managed to douse the worst of the singeing on his armour. So he knows you're there. Back to Matthew. This guy is yield, traitor.
I throw the sword away. It was only a human sword anyway. And then I punch him.
Okay.
I hope I might get an advantage for the punching.
Well, do a cunning roll.
Cunning? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm good at cunning. Not cunning enough.
But you get plus 2.
No, still not cunning.
Oh, no. Okay. So, sorry. You're going to get no bonus for that. Okay. Nice try, though.
But still, it's 19 or below, isn't it, to hit?
So you get plus 4.
Yeah. So.
7.
7.
That's a hit.
And that's 6 and 4. Oh, 2!
Two. Oh, no. Yeah, guy. Basically, as you're doing it, he brings his shield down. It's like, dung! Into the shield. Okay. His action. I think he's going to hit you, Matt.
Okay.
So, it's your defence.
Oh, so close.
Minus 1 for his accuracy.
If it was plus 1, I would have defended myself.
Oh, no. Okay, he's hit you. So he does 7 damage.
Shit. I'm out.
So you're definitely down, aren't you?
I'm 19.
Okay. Although it doesn't matter. You're just at... Okay. You hear Potboy go... You hear what they've been saying, and then you hear Rawr! And Potboy go and fall.
I don't know. I do it silently. That's my thing.
Okay, the guy here has seen that he's basically stood up and regained his weapons, and he's looking at you angrily. But yes, that's his action, to get up and gather his weapons.
So how far away from is he? Quite away, so you can't.
So you are, he's about 60 feet away. And the other guy here is about
Where you're sort of there, sort of 50 feet away.
Can I see them at the moment?
Yes, I'll say that you can see them through the gap in those huts.
Okay, and how far away am I?
50 feet.
Close enough to do a...
Yes.
Brimstone Cascade?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Brimstone Cascading that guy.
The one on Matt.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your...
My Resolute 15, I guess, is quick.
So you get plus 2 as a result of that?
17. Yeah, so that's...
It's a hit.
D12 damage. Come on, 7.
Okay. Yeah, you've definitely... yeah, you've definitely hit him. Singed him. It's the next round. So, Matthew, you need to... You're first, so you need to do a death die roll.
Which is?
A D20.
Mm-hmm.
Don't roll a 20. Okay. So that's one tick of... You get 3 ticks. before you die.
Roll my corruption for the...
Yep, need to roll one. Need 4 corruption.
4. Bucks. 7. So my last one of these I'll be casting this time.
Okay. Fight. So it's their go. So he is now running towards you. He is now running towards you. Neither of them can get to you, but they will get to you next round.
Okay.
And you can see Potboy's juddering and heaving body lying on the ground. Okay.
Okay.
So you can channel Brimstone Cascade on the one...
No, I reloaded my crossbow, didn't I?
Did you?
Yes, or did I? Maybe
no, I don't
no, I didn't. Okay, so I'm channeling Brimstone Cascade on.
Yep, that's D12.
Oh, no, for fuck's sake.
He singes armour, but it doesn't get through.
Then I'm reloading my crossbow and running this way.
Next round. Their action, so, yep, they are chasing you, but they are still 20 feet behind you.
Okay, I'm channeling Brimstone Cascade again.
Yep.
11.
This time, you don't hit the armour, just everything inside the armour bursts into flame. And the ogre screams and falls to the ground on his knees and slumps on his face, burning dead.
And then the other one, has he come out of there? Can I see him?
You can see him.
I'm shooting my crossbow.
You can.
Okay, let's do that.
So you get plus 5 because of his defence.
Okay, that gives me 16. So
it's a hit.
Hits with a D10 damage. 4.
Okay, that again thuds into his armour and doesn't get through.
I'm assuming I can still move as well, can't I?
You can, yeah.
So I'll keep kind of coming this way to keep... I'll try and keep a distance between
them. Well, you could come towards me. saying, last death check.
Sorry?
Just saying, last death check.
So, do you just die after that then?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have to run towards him then, I'm going to be basically...
What's your medicus?
What skill do you use? Cunning, which is 17.
Okay, Tony, you're over here with these guys. One of them gone down. Matthew, you're just lying there, your eyes are fluttering as life is beginning to depart you. You see three or four figures run up to you. One of them you vaguely recognise.
Oh.
As Lasker.
I was going to say, Lasker of the Red Mill.
Who slides to the ground and starts to administer some first aid to you. So he has a cunning of 13.
Do you get any bonus or anything? Just says you must make a test against cunning. So to deal 1d4 toughness. Or 1d6 if you're using herbal remedy.
So roll d20 for his... So his skill is 13.
6.
And that restores 1d4 hit points to you.
From what number?
From 0.
From 0. 2.
Tone. The last guy...
Yep.
Was running after you here. Mm. How angry is he? He's quite angry, really, but he's just seen his mate burnt to death. He turns and runs into here.
it's your action time. So Matt, until you are you get some rest, you're going to be a negative because you're about to die. I'm not sure what the rule. There is something in the rules about it, optional rules. But so Tane, what are you doing?
I don't particularly want to go in there after him because that means he can hit me, which I don't want. Now, over this building here was the only exit from here.
Yes.
And there, this side as well. Okay, I'm just going to come here to that somewhere where I can see both these.
Yep.
And just with my crossbow, I have a crossbow trained on both those doors to, and then just wait.
Okay, yep. Right, can one of you make...
Are there any... I suppose there are any kind of just any torches around or lanterns or anything?
There probably are somewhere. You can't see any, obviously. But
I just want to burn this building down in a minute. Flash around. No, I would not under that yet, but I'll just stand watching the doors of both sides.
Yeah. Okay, you can hear things breaking inside there. Yeah. And sort of wood clattering onto the ground. But you're not sure, you can't see, see what.
No, there's no window, is there? So is this door shut?
No, it's just an opening. So
okay, so I'm going to try and look in then, see if I can see what's happening inside. Just not getting too close to it, maybe standing kind of 10 feet away from the door.
Okay, you can't really see exactly. You can see shadows moving around. He's obviously moving around doing something. The clattering seems, you think it was probably the ladder
yeah.
breaking under his weight.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Hopefully he got to the top of the tower before it snapped and he's dead.
So it's the reason I can't really see what's going on inside is because it's too dark in there.
It's too dark. The door isn't that big. There's quite a lot of space inside. It's about 30 feet across, so it's not small. Small building. And then after a few moments, it all goes quiet.
Okay, I'm just going to kind of move around side to side to have a look, basically through what the angle, just to see if I can see where he is inside.
Okay, make another vigilant test.
No, it fails.
Nope, you don't know where he is, but he hasn't come out.
Okay, are any of the guys from here coming over? Gonna shout to them. Yeah, can somebody bring me a torch?
Yeah, there's some goblins there. They run off into one of the huts to get a torch. Matt, you can hobble about a bit. You can move.
Okay. I thank Laskar. Laskar?
Laskar.
Thought we were going to find you in the Red Mill.
Well, we would have been there. The ogres got there first.
Okay, if there's any other ogres still around. Any other ogres still around? Or was it the last two?
I think they all went off to the south.
To ransack Granite Hold?
No, down towards the Silver Fields.
Is one of them bringing me a torch?
Yeah.
I'm going to basically throw it through. I'm not trying to burn the building down. I just want to kind of get into the middle of the room just to get a bit more light in there so I can see.
Okay, that requires an accuracy roll.
Okay. Any modifiers?
Nope.
Yeah, that succeeds.
Okay, that lands in the middle of the room. The room has got... There is quite a lot of flammable stuff. and there's sort of hay and reeds on the floor and they start to burn.
Mills. Explosively flammable because of all the flour in the air, which has a high...
No, you told me before. I before I went through there. I'm backing away from the door.
Okay, so didn't you know?
you mentioned that before I threw the flaming torch into the door.
Well, as a player, obviously I can tell you, but as a character, I don't know this.
Not sure Potboy would know, no. So, yeah, as you back off, the ogre comes charging out.
Okay, I'll shoot him.
Okay, so yep. You get a shot, and then it's initiative. So his defence, you get plus five, because his defence is four.
So I get 16 in, so that does hit.
That's a hit.
D10 damage. Eight.
Okay, that's a pretty good hit. It hasn't put him down completely.
And if he's coming out, I'm going to basically keep facing him back away as well as I can.
Okay. His action, he goes first. Although, Matthew, actually, you go first. But I guess you're sort of sitting up against one of the things over here. The ogre is running out towards Tony, who's over here now.
I speak... All this conversation we've been having has been in ogre language, obviously, which I know, I'm sure, from before my time speaking to humans.
Probably, yeah. I think I'll give you that.
So I speak to him and say, yes, go on, run away. Run away, back to your band.
It's funny how you worked out exactly what he is trying to do. Okay, so initiative's tone. He goes ahead of you.
Yeah.
He's ignoring you. He's making a run for the bridge.
Okay. I'm going to reload my crossbow and shoot him again.
Okay, yep.
So just get the plus five again?
You get the four.
Plus four. Okay, so that's a miss then.
Okay. You get one more shot off before he reaches the bridge.
Okay.
With reloading.
That does hit.
Okay. Damage.
One damage.
Ding! Okay, you hit him, but it doesn't. He just bounces off his armour. And he runs across the bridge and is making a dash to escape.
You have been listening to The Simbaroom Effect, presented by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. The music was the Carvosti theme by Iron Pact Orchestra, used with permission of Jan Ringer. Typefaces are Code by Font Fabric and Season of the Witch Black by ImageX.